You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Bill Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative, just plain right. Welcome to Monday. Welcome to a beautiful Monday. Welcome to Monday all day long. It's Monday, but Friday's coming. And Boomer's on the board. Hey, buddy.
Hey, hey.
How are you?
I'm good. Friday's coming. You said I'm ready.
Hold on.
No, it's Monday. It's a good day.
It is a good day.
It's beautiful outside. My gosh. So ready to do a show.
It's June in Alabama.
Yeah, I heard you got some good articles over there.
Oh, I got some resources. It's going to be a show, man.
It's going to be a good one.
speaking of the show today, we got stuff, man. So at 4 o'clock today, you hear me talk about ZLA Solutions all the time. And multiple times on the show, we've had Andrew Ford, the president of ZLA Solutions. Well, some legislation just passed this past Thursday. I called him and said, hey, man, are you aware of this bill that passed? He's like, no way, game changer. So he's going to come in and talk about what is happening with the ability to hire people in Alabama. They see it firsthand on a daily basis, so I figured who better to talk about it, especially in light of new legislation. So we'll talk about that at 4 o'clock with Andrew Ford from ZLA Solutions. And then, man, this triple dipper is something else. Go ahead and hit it.
The triple dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you have got to know as we run today's show. Number one, out the gate, it's going to be a good one. It's going to be Adventures in Woke World. You know the deal. Sometimes when I'm resourcing the show, I'm like, holy cow, that's woke. I can't believe the amount of wokeness that I'm finding. And so at some point, I wind up with a veritable buffet, a cornucopia, a plethora, an exuberance, if you will, of wokeness. And so, yeah, we're going to have number one on the Triple Dipper, Adventures in Woke World. Y'all stay tuned for that. Number two, activist shareholders. Huh. Now, wait a minute. We've been talking about activist corporations. Yes, we have. But what about activist shareholders? What about the ones who are actually out there buying the stock? What if they're buying it with the sole purpose of creating wokeness in the corporation? You would be surprised at this new trend. We're going to talk about it. Activist shareholders. And then number three, doing biz in Alabama. In conjunction with that that conversation we'll have with Andrew Ford at 4 o'clock, doing biz in Alabama. Where are we right now on the national platform? Where is Alabama in terms of the kind of place where you want to either set up a business or not? How do we rank? What's it like here? What's it like setting up a business in this great state? So we'll talk about it. Got some good news and some mediocre news. But anyway, doing biz in Alabama, number three on the Triple Dipper. All right, let me jump over here and do my opening monologue. The idea that I'm about to get out there and say is going to make some people uncomfortable, which I specialize in, by the way. But have you ever tried to get something done in your church? I mean, really, have you ever tried to, like, I don't know, organize a bake sale or replace the old pews or, God forbid, take a stand on a public issue? Well, you know the deal. You try it, right? It's going to get kicked over to the deacons or the elders. It's going to be sent to the next board meeting where the pastor will be asked to recuse himself so he doesn't have to face the awkward position of taking a stand. And then a subcommittee will convene to study the matter for a period of time, bring back a recommendation that will no doubt be relegated then to a full vote of the board, but only after having served notice on the congregation with a subsequent vote of the members of the congregation at the next available Wednesday meeting, which will, of course, will be on the same Wednesday the local high school PTA has parents' night and the Little League baseball teams have their banquets, which, of course, will mean that the issue then gets moved to another night. But before the church can vote on whether to vote about allowing the board to vote on someone finding out about something about a vote, next thing you know, one of the elders finds out the pastor's wife changed the curtains in the parsonage that the spinster class made in 1958, and all hell breaks loose among the deacons of the church. And it is then moved and seconded to table the issue, since no one really remembers what it was about to begin with. My God. this. I kid you not. If you've ever worked for a church, and I have, yes, it can be like that. But it's true, though. Christians are the best at caring about something, but too often we are the worst about banding together to get it done. I'm of the mind that if Moses were to lead the modern church to the Red Sea today and part those waves in the faces of our enemy, that the church would first have to organize a prayer meeting to decide whether or not to cross over on dry land. I mean, can't you just hear the murmuring among the faithful? Someone tell me why we're walking here. After all, God made the water, didn't he? If the water's God's creation, perhaps we ought to swim in it as opposed to walk across on this very questionable and somewhat mysterious dry land. Who is this Moses anyway? Does anyone know if he tithes regularly? I mean, wow. Now, let me say first off that I believe that Jesus is my Lord and Savior. I don't mind saying it. I'll say it every day on this microphone. But I will also say that it's time for organized Christianity to get busy being Christians in the midst of this generation. We are called to be salt and light. In fact, we're told in Matthew 5 that we are salt and light. Not that he will make us salt and light, but that we already are salt and light. Go read it. But it goes on in the same passage to point out that we can lose our effectiveness. Salt can lose its saltiness. A lamp put under a basket doesn't shed light. So how do we do a better job? How do we, as men and women of faith, take a stand in the world? How do we walk in the world without becoming part of the world? But Phil, if we speak out, we might be seen as preachy or judgmental. We might drive somebody away from God. Well, I got news. Some of what's happening in our society today is already away from God, miles away. And just pointing it out when something is right or wrong, well, it can be done correctly, and it should be. Every one of us has been given our own streams of influence. What does that mean? It means you've got your own network. I mean, some have big networks, some have small ones. Your network may be just a few friends, or just your immediate family, or just the folks in your civic club, whatever. Okay. Some of you may have been given a large platform with second and third orders of magnitude. Both small and large streams of influence, well, they all flow downhill to the main channel of the body of water. You know what I'm saying? President Reagan's son, Michael Reagan, he wrote a piece that came out this morning, and I found it on Newsmax. The title is this, Passive Christians Won't Win the Culture Wars. Did you hear that? Michael Reagan, story out today, Passive Christians Won't Win the Culture Wars. In it, he makes the point that Christians are to be the hands and feet of Jesus, that we might want to consider how it looks to the world if we don't take a stand. In Reagan's words, if Christians don't stand up for ourselves, why would the unsaved ever believe that knowing Jesus is the most important act you'll ever take in this life? I mean, really, who wants to join up with folks who sit idly by and let themselves get walked on, let people commit heinous acts against children, who decide that the better part of valor is not to speak out when evil will? But Phil, aren't we called to turn the other cheek? Well, we certainly are. But show me where it says that we are called to get walked on. Where does it say that we're to stand by and allow evil to triumph? It doesn't. And I would suggest that turning the other cheek is mostly a matter of humility and forgiveness and good-heartedness. But the evil of this world should never be allowed to mistake our charity for weakness. A classic example before us right now is our state Senate. House Bill 298 has already made it through the state house and come through the Senate committee process. And with one day left in the legislative session, there is ambivalence, believe it or not, among the leadership of the Senate as to whether it will come up for a vote or not. If you're not familiar with it, HB or House Bill 298 is a simple bill. Apparently, all cell phones are already made with a filter that helps screen out pornography. It's a simple process to activate it, but the vast majority of the world doesn't even know it exists on their smartphones. In the meantime, though, we're in an epidemic right now of online porn making its way to the eyes of children. Well, this last Friday, right here on this show, we had a licensed professional counselor on who happens to also sit on the National Sexual Exploitation Center Board. And she testified that her practice has seen an alarming rise in teen emotional and mental issues related to early exposure to pornography. Teen suicide, relational issues, and other physical, mental, and emotional traumas, those are constant byproducts of something that is so easily kept at bay. All that is required is for the legislature to now cast one vote, just one more, and that would say that a phone purchased in Alabama would have the filter that's already on it activated upon the original activation of the phone. It's that simple. But big tech and the porn industry have turned this into a dogfight, and Republicans in the Alabama Senate are equivocating. I talked to one senator this morning, and I encouraged him to support the bill. He told me, I really am. I've gotten several others to support it too, but you know, we're almost out of time. So if it doesn't pass this year, we'll try again next year. Is it possible that if Christians spoke up, that HB 298 would have already passed? Is it possible that this is flying under the radar because we just don't want to make waves? Folks, here's the deal. We have got to make waves. We've got to be active in our culture. First and foremost, we are to lead people to a saving grace knowledge of the God that we know personally. But of great importance also is ensuring that the world in which we lived is cared for, maintained, and even set aright. And it only happens if we as people of faith get off our pews, walk out of our committees, say amen at the prayer groups, and go get to work. The time for Christians being passive, it's over. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, man, the organized church has got to become more vocal. You know, some things happened in recent weeks, and we'll talk about it in a minute. And the church has gotten active at times. And when it does, when the church mobilizes, when God's people get up and get busy, I'm telling you, great things happen. Great things happen. But when we sit idly by and let nothing happen, well, then we've let everything happen. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, we got some text messages already going, so I'll jump on those here in 1 second. If you want to text in, the number, as always, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. I'm amazed sometimes at Are we at 1,000 people in our texting system yet? We're pretty close. We're getting close.
We're pretty close.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll be there soon.
Hey, check on the podcast, see where we are.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's got to be, I'm saying 147,000 plus now.
Yeah, 147.3.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Yes.
All right. So anyway, tons of stuff on our website. You want to go check it out, rightsideradio.org. That's www.rightsideradio.org. And not the least of which is you can find links to our podcasts, which are also out there on Spotify, Podbean, Apple iTunes, all y'all.
You name it, it's there, guys.
Boomer puts it on all of them. I mean, shotgun approach, why not?
That's right.
But yeah, so I mentioned a moment ago, we did an interview this past Friday with Malia Stevens is her name. She's the licensed professional counselor who has really been working hard on this House Bill 298 that deals with pornography being available to kids, and all you got to do is turn off a filter on a phone. Well, that podcast, all the rest of them, they're all up. You can go get them and send them out to people. I heard this morning, by the way, that the link to that podcast is being sent to senators in Montgomery in the hopes they'll listen to it because she had so much good stuff to say. Very cool. Text lines are already going. What do I got over here? Regarding my monologue, Jenny from Decatur just texted in. She got a meme there, said, if Paul could see the church in America today, we'd be getting a letter. Oh, wow. Okay. By the way, where is the scripture that says, because you were neither, as to the church in, I think, was it Laodicea? Because you were neither hot nor warm, I spewed you from my mouth, meaning it made God sick. You looking that up? Boomer's going to look that up. Sometimes I remember the verse without remembering the address. We don't want to be sitting around lukewarm. Lukewarm's not good. Take a stand. Hot or cold? Where are you?
Did you find it? Revelations 3, 15 through 16.
Yeah, read that real quick.
Yep. Let me pull the whole thing up. And it says, there we go. I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish you were either one or the other. So because you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth.
Yeah, makes him vomit, in other words.
Yep.
What church was that? He said, let me scroll up to find it. Mm. But, man, I just came to me, like out of the blue. I don't know. But, wow, there you go. Yeah, don't want to get that letter from Paul.
No, thank you.
Which church was it? Do you see it?
No, sir. I'm still looking for the church.
All right, thank you, bud. I know you had to look up just the passage. But Teresa from Town Creek says, time for Christians to stand up, speak up, and refuse to back up. Love that. Darlene from Gadsden is also now Darlene from Illinois. We love you, Darlene, and glad you're out there. She says her husband, who's passed away, David, would agree with your monologue, and I thank you for that. Allie from Athens, you nailed it, Senator, and am I pleased to report that because Christians have gotten up and out of the pews, that crowdfunding for the effort of the movie Sound of Freedom has reached close to $4 million to get that flick distributed. Opens on July 4th in 3,900 movie theaters. That's cool. Thank you, Allie. Appreciate you. Josh from Moulton, amen. Christians have to unapologetically stand for Christ, fight against evil. The church needs to wake up. God will work through us if we have courage and take the stand against evil in our day. I agree. John from Huntsville, Phil, awesome monologue. Also, I found a story one time on the internet that said a man shot and killed another man at church because he refused to get out of the seat that he claimed had always been his seat. I can't believe a Christian would snap over something that I went to a funeral, by the way. And this is funny. That's serious what John has said, but I went to a, and I've seen it. I mean, I can remember I won't say which church, there's a big form, you know, older church here in our area. Sweet older lady had been in that church for 87 years. I mean, that was,
wow.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure nothing got done without running it by Miss Ermine.
Yep.
And Miss Ermine was a sweet woman, but I remember somebody telling me how they had visited, or they had folks that visited the church, and she came up and told them, we're so glad you joined us today. Perhaps if you come back, you'll dress more appropriately. I'm like, what? Okay, I'm sure they came back.
Yeah.
But I went to a funeral at an older church, and an older gentleman that I knew had passed away. And the pastor was up there giving his eulogy, and he looked out and he goes, now, let me just go ahead and say this. You there in the fifth row from the back on the aisle, yes, sir, you. If you would raise your hand, yes, that's you. If you would raise your, okay, fine. If you would please just stand up and look underneath the pew cushion. And he did. And there it was. There was like several personal items. There was a fan. There was, I think, he goes, because that was the deceased man's pew. That's where he sat. And if he came to church and you were in his pew, he would ask you to move.
He would ask.
Because that's where he sat every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
And he kept his things tucked underneath the cushion because that's where he sat.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Gary from Decatur says, sorry, Colonel, I think the church took its stand by willingly let the government shut them down during the COVID pandemic. You know, Gary, I tell you what, I talked to the pastor of one of the largest churches in the nation not long after that. And he looked at me and he said, Phil, I'll be honest with you. If the day ever comes again that the government asks me to close the doors of my church, it ain't going to happen. I think that caught a lot of people off guard, Gary. And I think, though, there's been a learning. There's been a learning. And I'm hoping those lessons carry forward. We got to start taking that stand. All right. All that and more coming right back. It's Adventures in Woke World. You're going to want to hear it. We'll be right back.